Former eThekwini Mayor Zandile Gumede, along with a co-accused, are facing charges of fraud, corruption and racketeering pertaining to a dodgy 208 million rand tender within the Durban Solid Waste Department that saw nine people arrested, including the deputy head of the department, Robert Abu, and the city's supply chain manager, Sandile Ngobo, for fraud relating to the same tender. We do all remember, of course, those rather sad pictures of a sitting mayor sitting in a court of law waiting to appear to answer to those charges. The ANC has since asked her to vacate the mayor's office in eThekwini and instead gave her a seat in the KwaZulu-Natal provincial legislature. The IFP has a problem with that. They have approached the Pietermaritzburg High Court to remove Zandile Gumede from the legislature of the province of KwaZulu-Natal, and we're about to find out why. IFP party president and leader of the official opposition in the legislature of KwaZulu-Natal, Vilengosini Hlabisa, joins me on the line now. Vilengosini, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir, as well as the listeners this morning.
Why have you approached the Pietermaritzburg High Court for this?
The reason why we have approached the High Court in Pietermaritzburg is because we have tried all avenues. We started approaching the speaker because Zandile Gumede, we firstly objected to her appointment because in a country that is full of corruption, and when you are saying you are fighting corruption, we should avoid a situation where a person steals at a local municipal level and is shifted to a provincial or national level, or stealing from one government shifted to another, one department and shifted to another department, because you are not seen fighting against corruption. But we did not have much to do with that. The problem came when Zandile, only after 8 days sworn in, she was instructed to step aside. She's not attending any legislator meeting, not attending portfolios, not doing any oversight, literally doing nothing to do with the legislature. But she earns a full salary every month with all benefits, not going to work, doing nothing. We cannot allow the taxpayers' money to pay someone who is not doing anything. You see, like, for instance, you woke up early in the morning to come to work. Your tax is going to be used to pay someone who is sleeping at home, not doing anything. And we cannot allow this one to happen in the legislature as the official opposition.
Is it, though, for the courts to make this determination? Why not continue pleading within the confines, I suppose, of the provincial legislature and taking it to whatever highest level is possible there? Why not plead with the ANC in the province, or even ANC mother body in Luthuli House, and say, gentlemen, ladies, what you're doing is a disservice to the people of KwaZulu-Natal and indeed the people of South Africa?
We have done that. We firstly approached the speaker as a legal government head in terms of the legislature. And the speaker said, talk to the ANC. We wrote a letter to the ANC, the provincial structure, whose chairperson is Sihle Zikalala, who also happens to be the premier. One, they did not even acknowledge the receipt of the letter. And two, they did not even respond to the letter we wrote to them. We escalated the matter to the senior level of the ANC. They did not acknowledge nor respond to our letter. You see, the attitude of a big brother and the attitude that is used by people who know they have a majority in the legislature, whatever you can raise, they know they will override you with the majoritarian principle, is a very serious problem in our country as well as in Africa. That is why, therefore, we said we can plead for almost a year with the ANC, knowing its attitude. Zandile Gumede will have earned more than 1 million rand by then. Let us approach the court of law and ask the judiciary to assist us, because this is not a private company. This is a government institution that is very reckless when it comes to the taxpayers' money. And if you had a choice, even yourself, my brother, you wouldn't have allowed the money that is taken from you through pay as you earn to go and do what is really not acceptable, to pay a salary of someone who is literally not doing anything but earn full salary at the end of the month.
Reckless as it may be of the governing party to have Zandile Gumede, as you say, in the provincial legislature of KwaZulu-Natal, but is it illegal? Because I imagine the Pietermaritzburg High Court will have to question, will need to consider the question of law here. I imagine there are very clear times or situations under which a member of provincial legislature will need to be removed from a seat. My understanding is that you have to have been found guilty of a crime and sentenced to a minimum period of 12 months, I think, without the possibility of a fine, in order for you to no longer be eligible to take up a seat in a provincial legislature. And in this case, if it is true, Zandile Gumede has not met any of those criteria. So therefore, it is not illegal for her to be sitting or absent in the KwaZulu-Natal legislature.
We are not approaching the matter on the basis of legality. We are approaching the matter on the basis of rationality. It is irrational for the ANC to deploy Zandile Gumede to the legislature. One, they caused her to step down as a mayor of eThekwini, and they expressed that she had delayed service delivery in eThekwini. Now, when they deploy her to the legislature of KwaZulu-Natal, only 8 days after her deployment, they say she must step aside. There was nothing new. They did not know when they deploy her to the legislature of KwaZulu-Natal. This reckless behavior should not be allowed, and irrational action should be tested in the court of law, because having spoken to them, you know, when people do not even acknowledge your letter and do not respond to you, you can clearly see that the attitude is, we don't care. Do whatever you can, but you won't listen to what you are saying. And the judiciary is the only remaining area to approach on behalf of the taxpayers of our country.
My understanding is that the matter will be heard at a date in January of 2021, correct?
On the 14th of January 2021.
All right. We wish you all the best with that. Thank you very much, Velengosini Hlabisa, the IFP party president and the leader of the official opposition in the legislature of KwaZulu-Natal.